That would be great. What's okay. Your name?
So, I'm Alexandria Poppendorf, and I recently applied for the JET program, which is called the Japan Exchange Teaching Program. And basically, your goal is to go over to Japan and work as an assistant English teacher, or ALT, and you assist a Japanese teacher of English in their classes. So basically, your goal is to be an ambassador for America, take your culture and bring it to Japan, as well as to bring the native English speaking element to the Japanese English classes. So as a native speaker of English, bring that perspective in. So that's the goal of the JET program. So that's about that. So any other questions?
And you said it was you and Justin Randall
was
accepted.
Yes, myself, I applied and I did my graduate and undergraduate degree here. And I got an undergraduate degree in history and then a graduate degree in military history. And now I teach here. And then Justin Randall was another applicant from the Department of History and Philosophy. And he is a senior history major. And then there was a third applicant who did her undergraduate degree at APSU. I believe she's in graduate school now. But those are the three who got in this year.
And you said that David Rance was the one who made you aware of it.
Yes, Dr. David Rance. So he's one of our Asian studies historians, and he was a teacher, one of my teachers, when I was still a student and now a colleague. And it was just a good time in my life to apply, and he suggested I apply, told me about the program, explained what it was, and so I did. And I ended up getting it. So.
And you don't speak Japanese?
I do not. So the ability to speak Japanese is not a requirement for the program. It would help. But what they really want are people who understand English, like grammar rules, and have spoken English their whole life to go into these classes and just provide that the fluidness of native English speaking in the Japanese English class. So you don't have to have Japanese language ability. Many candidates do, though, but not everybody.
And you said during your graduate program study military history, you did focus on Japan.
Yeah, I focused. So when I was getting my MA, I focused pretty heavily on East Asia. And that's what really interested me in Japan specifically. Japan actually, in 1633, kicked out all European powers at the same time that other nations were finding themselves, you know, carved up and colonized. Japan kicked them all out and allowed only the Dutch to stay. And so that always interested me. What about this small island nation enabled them to do that when so many countries like China and other East Asian countries were starting to be colonized? And so that just really sparked my interest in Japan specifically. And then I did an independent study with Dr. Rands where we looked at Asian film. So we watched movies like Godzilla and post-war movies and studied how that dealt with like the Japanese identity after the war. So all of my grad school really moved me to East Asia. That's my focus. But.
And you mentioned that you and the others selected sort of have this background in history. Mm-hmm. Is that going to play in at all with the teaching you do over there?
Well, for me, it will, because I've always wanted to visit Japan, and this is an opportunity to not only visit, but have prolonged exposure to Japanese culture. I can visit, you know, Japanese historic sites and understand their cultural and historical identity, and use that to help me better understand topics that I'll deal with in my field. So.
How long will you be there?
At least a year. So the contract length is a year, and you can sign on for another year, up to 5 years.
Do you anticipate ever returning to teach at APSU?
You know, I really have thought about it, because the joke I always made was that Austin Peay can't get rid of me, because I did my undergraduate here, and I was a tutor, and that was 4 years. Then I did my graduate degree, which was an additional two, and now I've been teaching for 3 years. So I always made the joke, Austin Peay can't get rid of me. So it would be kind of nice to come back and continue that, because I love Austin Peay is, it's growing, it's getting larger, but it still has the small community feel when you compare it to some other universities. And I've gotten to know everyone in my department so well. I really would be interested in coming back. But who knows what's going to happen.
How do you think this experience would be able to impact your teaching if you did come back?
Well, if I came back and continued with teaching history, I think it would offer... Cultural perspective is really important when understanding history. And so the living and immersing yourself in another culture will make you better understand the way they look at history. And so then you can teach that better and impart that knowledge a little bit easier.
Do you know if other APSU professors and students have done this before you?
Well, do you know last year, several applicants got in from APSU. I think three last year as well, if I'm not mistaken. And one of those is Mackenzie Mullins. And although I haven't met Mackenzie in person, she's in Japan right now, and I've been emailing her back and forth. Dr. Rand put me in touch with her, asking, you know, what her experience was. Would she recommend I apply? So.
Do you know if I could reach out to her?
Yeah, I'm sure she'd be fine with that, for sure. And I believe that... PR, Public Relations, ran an article last year, too. And so she's outlined in all of that. But yeah, I can get her your email, or get you her email, I guess.
What are you most excited for with this trip, and what are you still anxious about?
Well, I'm most excited just to get to live in and experience a culture that I haven't been a part of before. Especially one that I've always found so interesting. So that's what excites me the most, and what I am most concerned about or nervous about is the culture shock aspect, because several of my colleagues, and you know, most history professors have gone abroad for an extended period of time, and they've come to me and just warned me culture shock is a real thing. You know, for the first two weeks or so to the first month, it's great, everything's new. And then around winter, you're going to bottom out, and you're going to want to come home, and it's culture shock. But after that, it ends up, you kind of peak, and you adapt, and it becomes an amazing experience. So I'm kind of nervous to deal with the homesick aspect of it. But
do you feel like you have resources and connections here and there to keep you grounded as you go along?
So the JET community, and I'm not big on social media, but a lot of JET applicants are a few years younger than me, and so they use social media extensively, and they build networks through that. Line is a big one, the Line messaging app, and then of course Facebook and things like that. They have groups, and they communicate. So you build a network of other participants, and also networking through people that I know. Since so many of my colleagues have been to Japan, they know academics in Japan, working that way and trying to network so that I can know somebody over there will help. Someone you can talk to when you're having trouble.
And what is the physical process like of getting prepared? I know you mentioned an FBI check.
Oh my goodness, yes. So, and granted, it makes sense. You're having to get a work visa for Japan, but there's just this mountain of paperwork, so you have to do an FBI background check, you have to do a medical exam, and they have a medical form that's really pretty stringent that they want filled out by a physician. You have to have a tuberculosis test, prove that you've never had TB. You have to fill out several IRS tax forms, one to prove that you're an American citizen in abroad, so you won't have to pay American taxes on your income. Another to prove you're an American citizen for Japan so that they don't charge you taxes on your income. So basically, several IRS forms, and that's pretty stressful. Imagine having to get all that done. But they give you enough time to get it all in.
And when do you anticipate leaving?
So, according to our paperwork, you leave with your group. And I think there's a few cities in the U.S. with consulates, and that's where you apply, that's where you interview. And you go by your city. So I'm part of the Nashville group. And on August 2nd, we have our big meetings before we leave. We fly out August 3rd. And then August 4th, we arrive in Tokyo. And then there's a 3-day orientation. And then we get shipped all over Japan after that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.